Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version for Tuesday, February 22nd, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. Short-term missionaries are heading to Indonesia to help. A partnership reaches out to a major language group in India with the gospel, and a Christian university hosts English as a second language ministry clinic. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Tsunami relief headlines today's news as millions in Asia are still wrestling with the aftermath of the tsunami. Wycliffe Associates is sending in short-term work teams to Aceh, Indonesia to help, says Bruce Smith.
We've got two teams that are planned already for the month of March. One will be leaving during the first week and one probably later in the month. These will be small teams, 4 to 6 people. The first team especially is going to be a pretty rough type of operation. There's not housing accommodations for the team to stay in, so we're going to have tents and pretty much rough it while we're there.
Smith says they usually help support translation work, but this is a bit different because this time they're supporting future work.
Many of the places that are directly impacted, and especially this particular province, has not had language work underway. But obviously this is something that we want to anticipate in the future, and we want to be able to help them during this desperate time of need so that it prepares the way for that work down track.
$100,000 is still needed to fulfill their commitments. Next, there are good reports coming from parts of India that were hit by the tsunami. Through partners in India, Bible Pathway Ministries is committed to showing the love of Christ to survivors. Rita Guerrera is with Bible Pathway.
They have picked 5 villages they're going to work with. There's 750 people in these villages, and they're fishing villages. And they've devised a plan to help them get back on their feet. Of course, you know, the need for grief counseling is ever present.
Bible Pathways providing Bibles and resources to help people learn God's Word and get it in their hearts. Guerrera says that's what will truly help the most.
And the government's giving food, water, medicine, clothes, and shelter, but the government can't give them hope, and the only thing that we can give hope is through Jesus. And so that's what they're working on. But they have to feed and clothe and help them get back to work as they give them the spiritual help.
You're listening to Mission Network News. A partnership between Faith Comes By Hearing, the International Bible Society, and Transworld Radio is breaking ground. TWR's David McCreary explains why they're so excited about their latest project.
The Malayalam language broadcast is the first Indian language broadcast where the scripture is being presented in a unique format called the Radio Bible, which is a dramatized Bible broadcast. It's a word-for-word from the Bible presentation.
McCreary says all of the New Testament and most of the Old Testament will be heard over a 2-year period, a necessity, he adds, as Kerala State is called a model state of India.
These people come from a well-educated society with a high rate of literacy, yet studies reveal that it's a culture that has very high suicide rate and a high crime rate. And so this is a society that has a great need to hear the Word of God that can satisfy their spiritual hunger.
Meanwhile, Cornerstone University wants to train churches to reach out to the millions of immigrants living and working in the United States with the gospel. They're doing it through English classes. On March 19th, Cornerstone is hosting their 4th annual ESL Ministry Conference on their Grand Rapids, Michigan campus. The one-day conference is a how-to-do-it event, taking your church all the way from step 1 to step 10 of putting together an ESL ministry. Go to our website for details. And there's evidence of phenomenal evangelical church growth in both Hungary and Macedonia. In both of these former communist countries, that growth has created a need for more leadership of the Bible League's ministry. To meet this need, the Bible League brought on board 2 new national directors, one in Hungary and one in Macedonia. Pray for both of these men and their staffs in these next months of change, transition, and growth. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Strategic World Impact is committed to short-term missions to those ravaged by war, persecution, and disasters like the tsunami in Asia. SWI's new DVD, Revolution, is available by calling our resource line, 1-800-995-4828. Learn how God might use you to redeem tragedy into triumph for the gospel. That's Revolution from Strategic World Impact at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.